Democrat donor platform ActBlue gave $1 to org that hosts sexual chats with LGBT minors. By Spencer Lindquist on October 29, 2022. The donor platform of the Democratic Party, ActBlue, donated to a pro-LGBT organization that runs a highly sexual, private chat site for minors. ActBlue, the primary donor platform of the Democratic Party, donated to Centerlink, a pro-LGBT organization that runs a highly sexual chat site for minors. According to Centerlink's 2020 annual report, ActBlue gave the organization $1,500 or more but less than $5,000. Centerlink, which calls itself a member-based coalition to support the development of strong, sustainable, LGBTQ community centers, is involved in a number of activism projects and co-runs the Chat Space, an online, sexual chat marketed to those as young as 13 years old who identify as LGBT. Centerlink's website explains Centerlink worked in partnership with Planned Parenthood Federation of America and PFLAG National to develop QChat Space, the digital LGBTQ+ center. It goes on to note QChat Space is an online space providing real-time, chat-based, facilitated support groups for LGBTQ+ teens, 13 to 19. Conversations are facilitated by experienced staff who work at LGBT centers around the country. But Centerlink doesn't admit that the chat site includes a quick escape button for minors to hide the page from parents, nor that conversation topics include transgenderism, astrology, sex change operations, and drag culture. Participation in the chat does not require parental approval. Breitbart News previously documented the concerning conversations that chat hosts. Conversation topics include pansexual, panromantic visibility, body liberation, and understanding your sexuality while being trans and non-binary. Another topic is titled Explore, Types of Attraction. One academic article about QChat specifically lauded the organization's model and its ability to be kept hidden from parents. The article read, "The platform's chat-based nature likely helps youth avoid concerns about family members accidentally overhearing their conversations in the same way they might if they were talking to friends. First-time users are asked to provide their email address, birthday, zip code, and racial background." The survey also asks, "What is your sexual/romantic orientation?" In addition, the survey asks respondents to rate their level of agreement with statements such as "I feel positive about my sexual/romantic orientation." The survey does not ask for parental consent. Breitbart News revealed that the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, had promoted the chat space on their website. In response to the report, 8 Republican congressmen sent a letter to the CDC demanding answers. Breitbart News also revealed that the chat space had been promoted by the Arizona Department of Education, prompting a lawsuit against Kathy Hoffman, the Democrat superintendent of public instruction. The Arizona GOP released multiple advertisements addressing the promotion of the site. Another advertisement explains that innocent discussions about Pokemon, Marvel, or Star Wars are used to entice minors, who are then invited to have conversations about sex with adults, all without parental approval. It also calls the site a sexual predator's dream. The same annual report that lists ActBlue as a sponsor also boasts of Chat's success. It notes that Chat served at least 1,365 different youths and that it hosted 508 chats. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.